Well, you're going to rerun some of that stuff and see how it came out?
I've checked some of it. I think it's recording. Sonya Magazine could use a
pen. In the old days, they called them quill.
Mm-hmm. What about the whole baby's diaper in place?
A safety pin?
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
His Sunday suit.
And if he just bought it, it would be a brand
new... Brand new Sunday suit.
Huh?
A brand new spick and span suit.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the three-piece suit?
Sure, a coat, pants, and vest.
Any other name for vest?
Waistcoat.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lady here that had a store, and she had the suits on one rack and the pants on the other, and they, you know, you could match them up and get
mm-hmm.
the suit. And so this man went in, he said, "Miss Bolak, how much is the coat?" And she said, "The coats are $7.
Mm-hmm.
"And how much are the pants?" "Well, the pants are $15. This is 50. She'd been dead, I guess, 40 years ago. "How much are the pants?" She said, "Well, the pants are $15. "Miss Bolak, there's a lot more work on the coat than there is on the pants. Why is the coat less expensive than the pants?" She says, "You can go on the street without the coat, but you can't go without the pants."
Any other name for pants?
Trousers, breeches.
Uh-huh. What about something that men would wear if they were working around the farm?
Overalls.
And Sam, you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it. You tell someone, "Would you go inside and
bring me my coat or fetch me my coat?"
Okay. So you say, so then he what me my coat.
You brought my coat.
And you say, "Here I have what
brought your coat."
And you say, "The coat won't fit this year, but last year it what perfectly. Last year
it fit well, it fit perfectly."
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
bulky.
Or makes them do what?
Bulge.
And you say, "That shirt fit me until I washed it and it..."
Shrunk.
Every shirt I've washed recently has... done what?
Shrunk.
Okay, and I hope this shirt doesn't...
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
dyke up.
Okay. Would you say that about a man?
Well, you usually say the man's fit to kill, dress fit to kill.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you say besides dyke up about a woman?
Spruce up.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that about a man?
Yes, you could say a man would be all spruced up.
What would you call a man who likes to dress well and...
a dandy?
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Or,
Did you ever hear of a jelly bean?
Yes.
What did that mean, to call someone a jelly bean?
Well, a jelly bean was in the days of the flappers. The flapper and the jelly bean were partners. The boy was a jelly bean, the girl was a flapper.
Was it a compliment to be called a jelly bean?
Well, in my time, them was fighting words.
To be called a jelly bean was insulting?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a jelly bean. He was, besides being soft, he didn't dress right. He dressed all in two or three, what do you call them, psychedelic colors. And, kids didn't like to be called jelly beans.
What about flapper? Was that an insult?
No, I don't think so.